Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the very first episode of Crooked Bar Ranch Podcast. My name is Travis Reynolds. I'm here with my wife, Mariah Reynolds. This episode is just kind of be an introduction as to who we are and kind of what this dream of Crooked Bar Ranch is, just to let you in on what God is doing in our lives and kind of set the stage for the next several episodes as to what we plan on doing with this. This is kind of basically just an act of obedience where we feel like God has called us to this dream involving youth and youth ministry and helping at-risk kids get a vocation and a foundation with who God is. So that's kind of what we're doing. We're going to break this first episode down into two parts where it's going to be our testimonies and who we are and where we're coming from, so you kind of know who we are and where we're at in this whole process. And then we're going to break down in the second episode the dream of what Crooked Bar Ranch is actually going to look like and what it's going to be. So stick with us over these next couple episodes, get the foundation of kind of what this dream is, and over the next episodes after that, we're going to be bringing people in and interviewing people that God has placed a dream or a promise on their lives, and they've been walking that out and either seen it fulfilled or they're in that process. And this whole purpose of this podcast is really to motivate people that have got to a place in their life where they feel like they have a promise, but they don't know if they'll ever achieve it. And we want to walk that out with you and be a part of that. So I'll start this off kind of with my testimony and let you know. I am 28 years old. Mariah and I have been married for, what's it been, right at 9 years now? Eight years. You'll hear her correct me a lot. She's generally right. But we've been married 8 years now. We've got two kids. We live in Wewoka, Oklahoma. I grew up in Midland, Texas. I was in the oil field there and just kind of living that life. And I ended up meeting Mariah at a 4th of July party one night with a guy that I was working for, and actually lit her hair on fire, and sparks flew, and we've been together ever since. So it's been rocky. She lived in Oklahoma and I lived in Midland, Texas, and so it was a long distance relationship through high school, and we ended up making it work and got together and ended up getting married, and then we had Kennedy and he's 7, and then we had Morgan and he's 4, and just kind of figuring out life as we go. But I was in the oil field for several years, and then we moved to Oklahoma and I got into law enforcement, and I did that for right at 5.5, 6 years, something like that. And just kind of had a little bit of an identity crisis where I always had this dream of ranching and cowboying and, you know, this way of life. And I just never felt like I could make it work. I always felt like I didn't have the ability to. And I'd really gotten into a dark place where I'd quit chasing a relationship with God, and I didn't pursue anything spiritually, and I was bitter and I hated people, and part of that I think was my job, and just I used it as a crutch to allow myself to be in a really bad spot. And so things got pretty dark, and our marriage got kind of rocky, and we almost lost it and lost everything. And there was a day where Mariah had started going back to church. She found a church over in Seminole, Oklahoma, and she came back and told me, you know, hey, I'm going to this church and I'll be there on Sunday mornings, and you know, I want you to be there too. And I knew that was kind of the thing, that if I didn't start doing something to change, that I was going to lose everything that I held dear. So we started going, and it was March 17th, a couple years back, that I found myself down at the front of that church and had the church praying over me, and God cut some stuff loose. And ever since that moment, we've been pursuing this dream of, you know, our future and what God's promised us. And so God gave the dream of Crooked Bar Ranch to me a couple years ago. And like I said, I've always wanted to do it, but it finally became something that it was, no, you're going to do this. And, you know, I've learned that in the kingdom, God's not going to give you stuff and just let it be for selfish reasons, that you need to use what the passions God's given you to further the kingdom. And so that's kind of what this is. And we'll get into more of that on the next episode. But my wife has always been very supportive of my dreams and my visions. And so luckily with this, when I told her about it, she jumped right on board, and you know, we've been chasing this thing down. So it's kind of just a little bit of who we are. And over the course of these podcasts, I'm sure that more about us will unfold, and you'll get to learn a lot of who we are and kind of what how we see things and where we're coming from. And so we're really excited to kind of share that stuff with you. But Mariah, you want to share some of your testimony?
Sure. I've been sick, so I sound kind of bad. like you said, I grew up in Oklahoma. And we met in Midland, and then we lived there for a little bit. And then we moved back. And so, I've been a stay-at-home mom, for the past, 7 years. I just recently went back to school. I'm almost done with that. And so, that's been hard, having kids and going back to college. But yeah, I found this church in Seminole. My mom asked me if I wanted to go with her one day. We had been going to another church, and it just never seemed like home. But I knew the second I walked into that church that we had found where we were meant to be and why we had gone through everything and why we ended up here in this small town in Oklahoma. And so we have been blessed with an amazing church family, an amazing pastor that, you know, they just people pouring into lives. And I think that's kind of why another reason why we started this podcast is to pour into other people's lives. And so, I don't know what else to say. You kind of covered it all. So we're here. We're doing this thing and ready to see what the future holds.
So, you know, we talked about being really nervous about doing this podcast in the beginning because we don't generally do a lot of public speaking. We're not normally on a platform where we get to reach out and talk to a bunch of people, especially about ourselves. That's, you know, we're leaders in our youth group there, and we've always really been called to young adults and youth. And so it's one of those things that when we started this, we were really nervous because we're not professionals. We've never done a podcast. You know, we felt really in over our head about all of this stuff. And, you know, we're worried about little things like, well, what if the kids are, you know, in the background fighting or they can hear the washer? And then we, you know, it kind of got to a point where we're just not going to worry about it. God told us that this is where we need to be. And so the people that need to hear this will hear it. And we just want to be a source of inspiration for people that, like we said in the beginning, that had dreams, that really have a calling in their life, and they feel like, I'm either too old, or I'm too broke, or I'm too young, or I'm too incapable, I don't have the skills. You know, at the end of the day, we're in that boat. We really, yeah. The world would tell us there's no way that you can start. When you start adding up the cost of what all we plan to do at Crooked Bar, what God has called us to, we're looking at a multi-million-dollar dream. And in the beginning, I think it was really scary that we're going to be a cattle operation and, you know, provide for these young adults and give them a vocation and teach them about God and have a ministry and an outreach and all these different things. And it was like, man, that's just so much money. And when we started praying about it, it was, that's not our business. Our business is to chase down what God told us to, and He's going to provide everything that we need. So if you're listening to this and you've got a dream or you have a passion that you want to see fulfilled for ministry, we want to be a place where you can go. And when you're feeling, you know, frustrated about it or down or upset or discouraged, that you can listen to some of these people that are going to be on this podcast, and they're going to be able to encourage you and lift you up, and you're going to hear things that you can relate to. And so that's kind of our goal with this, is we're not doing this for our benefit or to get likes on Instagram or Facebook. Since I brought it up, though, we do have an Instagram and a Facebook, but we're doing it so that people can be motivated, and we can see a change in the kingdom, and we can see the things that God has created in the heavens brought to earth through the people that He's called. So we're just really excited about it. We hope that you guys will listen to the next couple of episodes. These first ones are going to be pretty short. And a lot of the reason for that is because I think that as you listen and as we talk to other people during these podcasts, you're going to get a lot more of who we are in the dream unfolded. But we felt obligated, and definitely we felt like it was needed for us to sit down and do a quick little podcast to tell you guys who we are and what we're chasing, so that, you know, you can like this and share it and get it out to people so that this message can be heard. Because I honestly believe that every member of the kingdom has a passion and has something that God has called them to, whether it's youth or it might be ranching or it might be music or art or whatever. Somebody, you've got a calling and you've got something that God wants to use. And I think that's what the enemy attacks, that you'll never be able to do this full time. You'll never be able to make an impact. And we're here to tell you that you can, and we're excited to watch it. So we hope that you guys walk this out with us and just kind of stay tuned for a couple episodes, see if it's something that encourages you or motivates you, or if you know somebody that would encourage or motivate. We would definitely appreciate a good rating on all the platforms that this podcast is going to go out on. And if you guys would head over to our Facebook, you can find us at Crooked Bar Ranch. I think on Facebook, it's at CBR Oklahoma. And then on Instagram, it's Crooked_Bar_Ranch. You can find us there. Check out our stuff and you know, stay tuned and kind of just hang in there, and we'll see what the future holds for us.
We'll have a Twitter soon, too.
We will have a Twitter.
Everyone else. I got to teach Travis how to use it.
Yeah, I'm definitely not a Twitter person, but we will be. We're going to get this out on every platform we can, because we really feel like, and we'll cover, we keep saying we really feel like God's called us. We'll cover some of what God has done in probably the next podcast. And so yeah. We're really excited about this, and we hope that you guys are too. But like I said, this one may have been a little bit boring and hard to listen to, but stick around for a couple and see what you think.
There may be some vlogs.
Maybe. Coming. We were talking about a YouTube channel, but yeah, if you have any ideas for what we can do for a YouTube channel,
comments, questions, we're open.
Yeah. Shoot us some information if you know anything about it, or if you want to help. And you know, if this is something that you guys support, or you want to support or help out in some way, send us an email. It's crookedbar@gmail.com, or you can message us on message on Twitter. Instagram. I don't know yet, but Instagram and Facebook. So we definitely look forward to hearing from you guys and to share this journey with y'all. So we will talk to y'all guys soon. Stay ranchy.